The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
World champion, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens on three. One, two, three. Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to Ravens Report. I'm Jerry Sandusky. The Ravens travel to Pittsburgh this Sunday to face the Steelers for the first time this season. And for the first time since John Harbaugh arrived in 2008, the Ravens head to Western Pennsylvania without either the Ravens or the Steelers having a winning record. Ravens at 3-3, Steelers at 1-4. That doesn't, however, diminish this rivalry. If anything, it adds intensity to it. The stakes are higher. The Ravens know they need to head into the bye week with a winning record, and the Steelers know if they win, they're suddenly just a game behind the Ravens in the standings. Home field, by the way, no longer quite the advantage in this series, at least not in Pittsburgh, where the Ravens have won on their last three trips, each time by 3 points. And that tells you one play, one player could make the difference. The Ravens hope that player is their new left tackle, Eugene Monroe, who very much impressed John Harbaugh in his Ravens debut last week against the Packers.
Well, Eugene did a great job. I mean, he was in a situation where he had to learn a new offense in a week, and then go out there and perform, you know, against a heck of a defense at a very high level right in the middle of the season. I don't know how often that's happened in the offensive line or left tackle, but, you know, the job he did was very impressive. So he played well. I'm pleased with that. It's pretty amazing. I think it's a testament to how smart he is and how hard he works and how good a player he is.
Far sideline, Dawson's home, makes the catch at the 25-yard line. Flacco, end zone, caught, touchdown. Marlon Brown with his first NFL touchdown.
Sure, guys earn opportunities. You know, if you go in there because somebody was injured or somebody was out and you play really well, then you've earned more playing time. So the dynamic changes when the other person comes back. It's never the same as it was, you know, a week, 2-3 weeks ago. It's always changed to some degree, and the new person coming in has to adapt to whatever the circumstances are when they come back. That's always the challenge, you know, from a coaching standpoint, in some form or fashion, because guys get hurt. You have to make decisions as far as who you're playing, who should be up and who should be down. Those are the easier ones because you can plan that a little bit. But when guys get hurt and now you're forced to readjust because, especially on the fly during a game, and you've got to be able to do what guys do well, how they do it, it's a little more challenging, but that's part of it. I mean, that's part of the fun of it. And that's, I think, part of the competition of it.
Gives it to Eddie Lacy running off right tackle, and he won't get very far. Pocket collapsing, he's hit, sack.
Fumble.
Under pressure, sack back at the 40-yard line.
Right, our defensive front has done a great job. I mean, he has been a major factor. I mean, isn't it obvious? Everybody's got, you got to find a way to block him. And you've got Terrell on the other side, and the fact that Purnell's in there, and Upshaw's in there, and Canty's in there, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Helody. All those guys have done a great job rushing the passer. I mean, we've been getting good pressure, but Elvis has just played really well. He's a hard worker. He's a great guy. He's a great leader. He's a tremendous fit, and I'm just so glad it's showing up for him on the field the way it is. Ben is, he's an accurate passer. He's a big, strong guy in the pocket. He's hard to bring down. He's got a very good arm. He's mobile. He can get out and make plays. He just can do it all. And he's the straw that stirs the drink there. He always has been. And he will be for as long as he plays there. And that's a big challenge for us.
Fields it cleanly at the numbers. Jukes one man, 45-50. Steeler territory, 40. He's got an alley, 35-30. Heading to the far corner, 20. One man to beat, 10. Jacoby Jones does it again. Touchdown, Ravens.
And a 42-yard try for Sean Sweesum. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is good.
And the fact that there have been so many close games between the two teams over the last 10 years, to me, is because both teams have been really good. You've got two good teams squaring off. I mean, that's the way it is in the National Football League. Look at all the close games that are played anyway. We do know each other. I think both teams have a pretty good feel for the other stadium, all those kind of things. You know, it's in some ways, you know, they're comfortable playing here. We're comfortable playing there. We've done it a lot, even though they're two very tough places to play. So that gets negated a little bit. It's just great football between the two teams. It's a game you love to be a part of. Players love to be a part of it. Coaches love to be a part of it. To say that you don't wouldn't be right. I mean, it's true. We've been saying that for the last 5 years now. They're starting to say it. I think they're starting to realize what a great game it is to be a part of, too. So we'll be ready to play. I love coaching that game. I love coaching that stadium. Love going against that team, you know, because we respect them so much. And it should be a great game.
It's ironic that in this rivalry, neither the Ravens nor the Steelers' name includes the letter D, because in this matchup, the game plan always begins with D. And that's where Larry Rosen joins us and continues the conversation with the Ravens' defensive coordinator, Dean Pease.
And thank you, Jerry Sandusky. Time for game plan defense with Coach Dean Pease. It's a different looking kind of Pittsburgh Steeler offense, Coach, than we remember from the Bruce Arians days. I don't know if dink and dunk with Todd Haley is fair, but a lot different on film for you guys?
Well, he likes to get the ball out quick and, you know, wants Ben to get it out. Look, they're best, I mean, they got some great skill players. And to get you know, the ball in their hands, it's like a punt return when those guys catch it out there in space. So, you know, he's going to still run the ball. You know, and they're still trying to grind it out. That's going to be the Steeler way. But then they want to get the ball out quick, and then all of a sudden you're biting up, and they're going to take a shot over the top.
It's amazing to look that 11 of their pass plays were screens to four different receivers, and you're breaking down some very interesting, unique elements they do with the screen game. Help us out with that.
Well, really, there's three plays right here, Larry, that they're doing. If you look here, they got a 3-by-1 formation. Doesn't really matter whether the back motion's out or not. That's just kind of glitter. Okay, what they're going to do is throw a wide receiver screen right out here to Antonio Brown, who's a dynamic receiver. The ball in his hands right here now. That's a tough one-on-one tackle. He's making a lot of people miss and getting a real significant gain there. I mean, 15, 17 yards, whatever it is. Okay, same thing. The ball's out quick, catches it, make people miss, just like a punt return for him.
That's a classic little wide receiver screen, then they work off it. Right?
Now what they do is they give you the exact same thing, maybe don't motion the back out. That really is insignificant whether he does or whether he doesn't. But now what they do is right now he fakes that screen. You can see whether that's Brown, whether it's Sanders, doesn't really matter. They're coming back for the ball. Here's Cincinnati Bengals jumping the wide receiver screen, and now these two guys turn it upfield. So he's got a choice between both of these guys, which one he wants to hit. If they overplay the outside guy, he's got the inside guy. Right now what they do is they just hit the outside guy down the seam for almost the same gain they got off of the screen. Okay, and that's Cotry right there in the slot, but it could be anybody. Personnel is really insignificant. Okay, now what they got then is the third part of that is on the third is they come back and they give you the exact same look. Now it's up there to the right. Okay, they start out, they just dress it up a little bit with the motion, just get your eyes over there. And all of a sudden, he runs that exact same look. You can see both those guys look. You don't know whether they're blocking or turning up, but now everybody's going to jump that wide receiver screen, watch the inside backer here on the weak side go all the way to the strong side, and now they slip the back out weak, one block, and he's up the field for 15 to 20.
It's instinctive for your guys to react to that screen game, right? That's got to be what your head says, just go get it.
Well, it all started with that, and so they got a big playoff of it, so you're going to want to go get that guy. But there's some things you just really got to have great eyes and great discipline.
So the screen game, a major subtext for Rivalry Sunday in Pittsburgh. Stay tuned. When Ravens Report continues, Coach Caldwell's got game plan offense. AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens. Celebrate all that's good about the game with M&T Bank during good game days. By MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens. And by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.